Well, we've been having a lot of rainfall of late. One of the consequences has been that the prices of tomatoes and potatoes have gone up significantly. And they say it's as a result of the heavy rainfall. To tell us more, we are joined this morning on the line by Duncan Masiwa, Head of News for Food for Mzansi. Duncan, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and assalamu alaikum to your listeners as well.
Alaikum salam. So how did the heavy rainfall impact on harvesting that has resulted in this increase in the price of tomatoes and potatoes?
Yeah. Well, you know, the cold conditions, you know, experienced countrywide over the past 2 months have had really an adverse effect on volumes delivered to the market as a result of the struggle that farmers were facing on their farms. You know, the rainfall has a severe impact on tomato prices as well as heat waves. And how that works is that when a farmer is faced with heavy rainfall and floods occur, you know, that farmer's produce that they had planned to send to the market is then lost, which then means there is no volumes coming into the market. And then that then has an impact on how retailers or markets, you know, price their produce. So that is the effect that we see, you know, when it comes to heavy rainfalls and when it hits actually a farmer. And, of course, that's what we've been seeing of recent.
Have we experienced anything like this in recent years where the prices of basic foods go up as a result of heavy rainfall?
Definitely. You know, we've seen it earlier this year as well, where in some areas the tomato producing regions and potato producing regions, we saw severe weather patterns, coming into play, which had an effect on farmers. And, specifically maybe looking at, frost, it has a severe impact on farmers. And the thing with farmers, if you cannot get an offtake agreement or a stable market, buyers may choose not to buy your tomatoes or your produce. So then as a farmer, you're then stuck with this produce that you planted. And like I said, of course, when there's no produce coming into the market, it means then there's little volume that we see on our shelves. And that, of course, then has an impact on how retailers and markets are, of course, then pricing their produce.
So which are the areas that get hit the hardest? I mean, which are the major tomato and potato producing regions in South Africa?
Yeah, we've seen that quite heavily in Limpopo of recent, where farmers were faced with heavy weather patterns and heavy rain conditions. And, some of them couldn't get their products to the market either because it was damaged or the quality thereof was quite low. So definitely in Limpopo. And we've also had some incidents with tomato producers in the Western Cape that had a similar struggle. We've seen the weather patterns in the Western Cape. While some people are rejoicing over the great weather that we are having, with rainfalls, there's a completely different impact on the agricultural sector, with regards to farmers that grow produce. And also I have to highlight, the impact that it has on subsistence growers, people that grow, for day-to-day use, people that do not grow to sell to markets, people that grow actually for household consumption, your backyard farmers, your backyard growers, your township farmers, so then what happens when heavy rainfalls that is at the majority, welcomed, what happens to that, backyard grower, that township farmer that is actually producing food for the community? So it definitely has a big impact, and we've seen, like I said, we've seen that especially in Limpopo and, of course, in the Western Cape as well.
When can we expect for the prices to drop and normalize again?
Well, it's a bit of a difficult one, the rainfall that we've seen now, it has especially had a more severe impact on tomato prices. On top of that, the 21% increase that consumers saw in the shelf price for tomatoes, we saw it increasing again by 36% just recently, and that was of course due to lower volumes. That was of course brought on by rainfall, and farmers were also struggling to get pesticides for their plants, which of course then resulted in lower volumes in the market. And of course, we at the end, at the beginning, of a new month, December. So high demand coupled with lower volumes has in fact resulted in tomato prices going up in the past week. And for the next month, economists are predicting a high demand for these commodities, which is of course potatoes and tomatoes, which economists are predicting can in fact support potato prices. Specifically, I'll just quickly get to potato prices in a minute. Given the fact we've already seen an increase, economists are a bit of on the fence around this one, saying that prices could move sideways very quickly in December. So it's still a bit of an unsure scale at the moment. But with regards to potato prices, we've seen potato prices decrease significantly to almost, I think, 29 rand per kg bag, and it decreased from a high that was in September just below 90 rand per kg mark. And that was, of course, due to frost damage that we had in the winter. So as a result, we had low volumes coming into the markets, and so September prices as a result this year were really, really high. However, prices since came down significantly due to higher prices that came into the market, or higher volumes rather, that came into market. And of course also the heat wave, I think a few months ago, also resulted in lower quality potatoes, which then also entered into the market. So on the one side, you had, we consumers saw that volume that these stores were coming in. However, the quality of those potatoes were quite low. And of course, that also then pushed down prices. So definitely, economists are predicting that, with the festive season, December especially, prices might also just, fluctuate throughout this month.
Duncan, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Thank you for the time.